Welcome to JB Trio Podcast, Season 7, Episode 17. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Chris, the second place of Lemonair, Woodmancy. Oh my gosh.
Mark, the bowler of the week, Merchant.
He did it. And joining us tonight is Mr. 300 himself, Matthew Macy. How's it going, Matthew?
Doing well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us. We went to have you on last week, but circumstances, I guess you were out of town, and we're happy to have you this week. We wish it would have been under better circumstances for the team, but I guess Chris unfortunately had to play spoiler, and he beat you guys up a little bit, unfortunately, while you're out of town.
I was going to say, he only took advantage of that because he knew I wasn't here. So
100% true. 100% accurate.
If you were there, it'd be way different. You guys would have kicked their ass.
And when I saw Brian blind you, I'm like, wait. I'm like, whoa, Brian, is Matthew not here? He's like, no, he can't make it today. I'm like, oh, shit, so we have a chance to win? I was like, I should have won my team.
That's a true statement. And the other thing is, too, he told me that apparently the first game, you got beat by me blind. So that's pretty cool. You got beat by a blind man. And then he also said, if you just would have showed up, he said, you would have mollywopped Chris. And I was like, darn, I should have been there.
Yeah, that is a true statement, but I came back the second, third game pretty good.
Chris comes on the back pretty good.
Chris gets beat by a blind man, old man, you name it. He gets beat.
Hey, he gets beat by spare balls, too. I beat him with a spare ball before.
He could even give him a 60-pin advantage, and he'll still lose.
Okay, guys. This is all false statement here, but okay. I mean,
and it was looking pretty bleak that first game because Christian had, what, like 8 in a row or something that first game?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, it was crazy. I looked down and I'm like, Christian's got like a spare and then 8 the in a row. Game. I'm like, first oh my
game.
God.
Yes, the first game. Then he fumbled really fucking hard.
He had those Titanic flashbacks.
Yes, he did. He demolished. He fell rapidly.
I think he was even on the same pair that when you guys got beat by Mark's team a couple years ago.
No.
What pair were y'all on last week? What pair were we on last week?
24, 25.
Something like it, 23, 24.
Yeah.
You know, Chris has got a new intro for next season.
That's funny. That is a funny song.
That's a great intro. I love it.
No. I ain't heard of it.
Never heard of it. That is some funny stuff. That is great.
Is it funny? Wow.
And there was also a Gilbert sighting. Gilbert had...
Yes, and he bowled.
He recovered, he come back, and he bowled. He bowled pretty good, actually. I think he shot 600. So
yeah, he shot like a 650. He bowled 650-some, I think. He bowled really good.
He did, after being out for a week, out of commission, and looking pretty bleak. But yeah, he killed it. He nailed it. That's unfortunately not the type of bowling that his teammates did, though. Jared bowled pretty good, but Neil come back down to earth. He had been Mr. 750 for a month straight, but early on he was struggling, and everybody in the alley was doing great. The shot's been great 2 weeks in a row, and hell, I even bowled a 680 on 31-32. But Mr. Neil, he struggled, and unfortunately it cost his team. They're down in third place instead of second. But there was one guy, I'm trying to think, who was that guy? He's been missing for probably maybe 1 to 2 months.
Oh, really?
Haven't seen him for a long time. And then all of a sudden, 714.
No, I guess that guy showed up when it counted, huh?
When it counted, yeah. Kind of like that, you know, those good old Boston teams like the Bruins. Yeah.
No, I mean,
it's got to be Chris you're talking about, right?
No, this is Mark.
Oh, this is Mark. No. No.
I mean, I think he only showed up because I think he's doing the Wish Foundation that he's about to like turn over, and he just won. This is his one wish right here.
The Make a Wish
Foundation. Yeah, so this was it. I mean,
well, the mystery is solved. As you heard in the intro that he played for himself, Mr. Bowler of the Week himself. I believe this is your second time, Mark, doing Bowler of the Week, or is it your first?
First this season. Have you got one yet? Neither have
you got one yet?
No, Lee, me and Lee had not. All right.
I have one. I had one.
Not this season.
I think, yeah, I think this season.
No.
Trying to rip me off of my board.
No. Yeah. You have, no. The first one was Bert.
No, the only host that hadn't had one is somebody named Chris.
Yeah.
What about Chris? But yeah, no. Mark, he killed it. He shot 714. He had a 240, 240, 220. He propelled his team to second place in the most crucial time of the year, bowling. I mean, they were looking pretty bleak last week. They were in fourth. They were on the downhill slope.
Lee, if he was in second place, would he have taken first by this by last
week? They got an excellent shot to take first. They're only seven out of first.
But if he didn't lose my team last week, like the week 2 weeks ago.
Well, okay, granted, if they'd have kicked your guys' ass like they should have, then...
But they did, yeah.
I mean, Leland and Camilla just killed us.
And me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not discount Ron Reynolds had a 720.
Yes. So Ron bowled lights out. He had 720. I think he had a 260-something for his high game. Mr. MVP, Kyle himself, still MVP, and he bowled great. It was a great week for Slate Sloppy Seconds. And why don't we go ahead and get into those results by going over the fastest 3 minutes in bowling. All right, so first pair we have Blame It on the Alcohol against Pin High and Who'da Thunk It. I think it was it Mark that picked Pin High?
Yes.
And it turned out to be a great pick. Pin High came back. Craig had a great week. So did Tina. She bowled really good. Gino bowled okay. He had that one bad game. But they ended up winning 32 out of 48. So kudos to Pin High back in the winner's circle. Next pair was Team 2 OG against Team 7, the S team. The S team needed to have a certain amount of points to stay in first, and they got it. In a losing effort, though, they lost to the OG team 28 out of 48. So OG did good. And it was just the two of them. They did not get a sub for that vacant spot. So just the two of them ended up winning. Next pair was Almost Empty Nest, Team 14, against Team 11, Ricky's team. And it was Almost Empty Nest, the victor. Ricky's team struggled. Unfortunately, it must have been because I picked them, because why not? Of course, every time I pick a team, they lose. So Ricky's team ended up losing 36 out of 48. So Almost Empty Nest was held up by Anna Marie Davis, who was Bowler of the Week for the ladies. So good job to Anna Marie. Next pair, BD in the Pocket against Chris's team. This is one of the more important matches of the night. Oh, unfortunately, man. Missing their crucial anchor bowler, Matthew Macy, our guest tonight. Shot 300 the week before. Unfortunately,
he got scared.
Could not avoid going out of town.
No, I mean, that or he got scared. Or he didn't want to bowl against him.
And could not avoid going out of town. And so their team ended up losing to Chris's team.
Saying so.
26 out of 48.
It isn't so. It was a cheat because I wasn't there.
No, you didn't want to be there.
Leland, actually. Leland held up that team for another second straight week in a row. He ended up with a 600 series that week. So kudos to Leland. He was second high bowler of the week that week and propelled his team to victory. Unlike Chris. And next pair was Mark's team, team number 5, Slate Sloppy Seconds, against Men in the 10-Pin, team 12. And as we heard earlier, Mark and Ron just killed it. Kyle held them up as well. They shot 2,200 as a team with handicap, and they don't get much handicap, so 2,200 was damn near scratch. And they ended up winning 44 out of 48 in the most crucial time of the year. Propelled them into second place. Bowler of the week, Mr. Mark Merchant. So they did really, really good. Next pair, Slate Rockhead.
They that's unnecessary. That was not necessary at all.
We're going to take a second for that applause. What an applause.
No, we don't have to take a second. Go ahead and fast forward.
So Slate Rockheads on the next pair bowled against Team 3 Wicked Trio. Slate Rockheads did enough to win, but did not do enough to propel themselves over Mark's team. Mark's team passed them. Slate Rockheads won 38 out of 48, but they needed more, and so they are currently sitting in third. And the last pair, my team was Who You Calling the Pinhead against Team 6, the three fingers deep of Rick Connor, Caden, and George. And my team pulled out a victory, although we didn't really move up much. We're still in fifth. So we won 34 to 48. I had 681, and Peyton had nearly 650. So we did pretty good on that pair. It's a hard-fought pair. Both teams did pretty good, but my team pulled out the victory. So, standings. We are now entering position round week. This is the last week that counts for the second half. So position is critical at this time. So it comes down to two teams. The S team is still in first at 495. Woo! Right on their heels. Slate sloppy seconds in second. Mark's team, Boulder of the Week, propelled him to second. They're at 488, only 7 points behind the S team, with Slate Rockets right on their heels at 483. So they're really hoping it's a kiss your sister between those two so they can win big and pass them both for first. But we'll see what happens. So Slate Rockets in third at 43. Although BD in the pocket is right there as well. They're at 477. They'll be bowling Slate Rockets in an epic match. That'll be this upcoming week. So let's see if Matthew can bring that 300 game back. Maybe he'll have back-to-back weeks of 300. You never know.
No, he missed the last week, so it doesn't really count. It'll be back, well, miss, back.
Back-to-back as far as without that miss that he bowled. So back-to-back that he bowled.
No, back.
Hopefully he'll
back.
Get it.
Back, miss, back.
Now, if a miracle happens and if all the stars line up, I don't even know if it's possible. It's probably impossible. But my team is in fifth. We're at 452. I doubt we have any shot at first, no matter what happens. In sixth place, who will be bowling is, again, back-to-back weeks. Three fingers deep. So this is the second time that this has happened. At the end of the first half, we ended up bowling three fingers deep the week before position. And then we're bowling him. We bowled him again on position round and closed off the first half. And once you friggin' know it, the same damn thing in the last part of the second half. We bowled him the week before position round. They're in six, and they stayed in six. So we've got to bowl them again.
Yeah, that sucks.
So deja vu. We've bowled them in 4 weeks and both position rounds for each half. We're going to bowl them again, so it's nuts. But that's the way bowling goes, Ron Washington used to say for the Rangers. All right. In seventh place, OG. They are at 422. They'll be blowing. They'll be bowling, blaming on the alcohol. I hope they don't blow them. Blaming on the alcohol at 412. They're in eighth place. In ninth place, Penn High, knocked all the way down to ninth place at 387. Although they had a winning week, they'll be bowling the 10th place team, almost empty nest at 380. In 12th place is the men in the 10 pin at 341. In 13th place is Ricky and the two Mikes at 321. And, did I miss the team? Oh, yeah, I did miss the team. In 11th place, put your thumb in it. How can I forget Chris's team and my son Leland's team? They're in 11th. They'll be bowling the men in the 10 pin in 12th. And 13th, yeah. Ricky and the two Mikes at 321. And in last place, Wicked Trio at 297. So there you have it. There's our lineup for position round. And again, it's the last week that counts for our second half. Whoever wins this second half will bowl Mark's team, who won the first half. If it happens to be Mark's team, then we will have a grand champion, which we haven't had in, two seasons? The last team that did that was Team Dad, I think they were called at the time. Yeah. That was made up of David Pride and his two sons.
Andrew, wait. Mark took first place last season? Last half?
Yes.
I thought it was his team.
Nope.
No.
What? Fucking Mark?
Yes.
Mark,
we actually bowled Neil's team in the position round.
They did.
First half.
Yeah. It came down to the two Slates teams.
And they brought Ryan Curtis in against us.
Wow.
And it didn't matter.
And Jared, Ryan Curtis, and Neil.
Yep.
Well, BD is going to stand strong. We're going to go to the playoff. We're going to win this half.
Man, so that week off, I hope it doesn't haunt you guys. I hope it doesn't haunt you guys that week off, because, man, if you were there, it would have been.
But he wasn't.
Yeah, that is true. If I'd have been there, it'd been an easy win, easiest win of the week.
We can all say that if they don't win, if BD takes second place overall and loses, it's all Matthew's fault for missing.
Yeah, and this is a little replay of what happened last week.
What the fuck?
Brian, yeah, he was good. He just it was the Leland show. I mean, Leland couldn't miss. He was back to form on a 170 average. He bowled 600.
I need that GIF sent to me because I was talking to Brian about it today because I was listening to all the podcasts on the driving that I was doing, and it was just so funny. I was like, it's pretty close, Brian.
It is. It's really spot on.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. it's interesting, but
it's a four-team race now. I mean, I hate to say it, Lee, you're just edged out with 43 behind first, makes it really tough to even have a prayer, but the top four teams could do it. Any of the four.
I try my best.
We're going to do it.
Team win.
We're going to do it.
I mean, you guys are only 22 out of first. So, I mean, if the stars lined up, it's tough. I'd say out of the four teams, you guys probably got maybe a 15% chance. But, I mean, crazier things have happened. You know, look at those NBA draft picks that they had not too long ago. Man. Was it lottery picks and all that crap? So
you're saying if the S team don't win, I mean, there's nothing more I can do to help them win. I literally
crazier things have happened, like Chris missing the top three in the average race.
Yeah, that was an interesting race there.
I've been on off
top three. He's going to struggle to make the top eight now.
No, I've been holding my average pretty good. I've been holding my average.
Yeah, but you could drop to eighth.
Even another host passed you in you're last place in the host.
Oh, really? You're in fourth now, Lee?
I'm at 203.
I've been there all season. You just got there.
Oh, please. Well, that's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Yeah.
That's right. And we all know how you finish. It's well documented.
You're talking about somebody sliding in, but, you know, what I'm curious is, like, when have you thrown a 300? Because, like, that's an achievement that I think everybody on here except for you has, so.
Mark hasn't had one since dinosaurs ruled the world. Oh, look at that. I shot one last year.
Look at it. Mine's still
I practiced 300.
Shut up.
And mine's still in color on the website.
It's enshrined on the website. We were talking about before the podcast starts, he was one of the first videos at the birth of our website when we started it about 5-6 years ago. So he's one of the first. So, and I think I've got one on there. And actually, funny part about my 300 video is that happened to be against Chris Woodmanzi. So bowling him heads up, I just couldn't help myself.
Yes. And Matthew, you only shot that 300 because I left the building. If I was stayed and watched you, you would have messed up. I swear to God.
Oh, 100%. That was very helpful. You're not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. That was. I mean, definitely having that negative energy out of the room was better.
I saw Neil Brady fuck up. I saw Chris Saunders fuck up, and they were next to you. And I saw you in the fourth frame. You had a four bag. I'm like, okay. Well, he's probably gonna fuck up. So let's go ahead and leave, baby.
I love that you told me that too. You're like, Matt, don't fuck up, and I'm like, wow, thanks for that. Really. Hyped up encouragement.
So it could be said that you bolted because of Chris's encouragement?
Mm-hmm.
That don't fuck up? Oh,
and
my
he
God.
Texted me. He texted me. I was on my way home. He texted me. Hey, I got my 300, babe. I was like, damn it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because you left and you weren't bowling. He didn't have to worry about any foul lights going off.
She said, yes, he found out Whataburger was closing early. So he had to get out of
it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Da, da, da. Welcome to Chris Probes the Guest featuring Matthew Macy, a 2-time 300 USBC certified bowler.
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow.
All right, welcome, Matthew Macy.
Howdy.
Howdy to you. We are going to talk about most recent activities and events that have been happening to your life and in the bowling community. All right. Now, on last Tuesday, we're just going to get this out of the way.
Oh, no.
Did you think that you were going to shoot a 300? Did you feel like you were going to shoot a 300?
Last week, I was feeling like I was riding my motorcycle, but 2 weeks ago...
Yes, because you weren't there. So
2 weeks ago, I came into it feeling on a high horse, and I was thinking it was coming. So,
really? You felt it on 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, for sure.
On 29-30, knowing that's the worst pair in the house?
You know, I was thinking about that. You guys always talk about how it was such a bad pair, but I guess I got lucky. I don't know. Yeah, sure do get lucky on the last shot.
Wait, what happened last shot? I didn't see it. I wasn't there.
If I went Brooklyn.
Hard Brooklyn or Carrie Brooklyn?
He broke up a Greek church.
Okay. Okay.
Right. It was solid. It was a solid Brooklyn. There was no doubt.
It was Brooklyn. Yeah.
It was so good you couldn't even tell on the video. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody yelled, Woodmanzy, and then he yanked Brooklyn.
Oh, no. Woodmanzy choke. Although this is a true story. I didn't even think about it until just a moment ago when Matthew said he come in felt good. That he was bowling next to us, and I remember giving him a little pep talk before, and I said something along the lines of like, you know, there's no reason why with your ball the way it hooks and how great it looks that you should be averaging over 220. And
but he doesn't.
He averaged 250 for the night. I mean, he just
I averaged well over that day.
Yeah, they but sure he doesn't even average a 200 on a regular basis.
Oh, come on, that don't mean nothing. The shot's been pretty shitty this last part of the year, and it's been pretty good this last month or so.
It's been getting better, and yeah, sure, maybe I'm not in the 200s for averages, but I mean, at least I can, you know, bowl better than a practice 300.
No, listen, I think your average now is 200, so you're only one back to Chris.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah, so there's going to be a good chance you're going to pass him this week.
Oh, I think it's less than the pin, actually.
I mean, okay, if I bowl with two hands, yeah, of course.
Easiest prediction of the week, I think, actually, Mark.
I'm just saying, if I bowl with two hands, give me a 300 ring already. I mean, it's easy to do with two hands.
We might even want to put some money on it.
Chris, you got to do that in one game, not two.
Well, with all the carry that two-hander bowler gets, I mean,
hey, drill me a thumb hole and I'll show you how to throw it one-handed. So,
damn. I like it.
All right. Moving on. So, congratulations to the 300 2 weeks ago. So, why weren't you there? State to everyone here, why weren't you there last week?
So, what happened was my wife got a little sniffle, and so then I had to take care of her because of that. You know, I had to stay home.
Okay. That's a worthy cause.
Yeah, it's better than being home making pasta.
Hey, that was a true statement. I was doing
that. Oh, my God.
I was making but dinner.
I will say, once I got her to bed, I did get the peanut butter out. My dog came over, so.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hey, don't bring that story. So, Chris lost his dog because of that.
Okay. ran away from home.
Oh, no.
So was Brian, I didn't know that. I don't know this for sure. Was Brian texting you play-by-play or game-by-game updates of last week?
To be honest, it was like whenever I got signal updates. I was out in the middle of the woods in Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you didn't even know about it until, like, what, the next day? About this?
I was getting texts, like, somewhat often, just not, like, super regular is all. So I knew about it after it ended.
And how did you feel knowing that your team lost majority?
Well, he told me, he said, I'm sorry, like, I wish I would have gotten your teenage son, or I wish I would have gotten your 4-year-old son to step in for you, because he would have beat Chris, but...
Oh, my God.
That's what he told me. He was like, yeah, he was like, Oliver could have been out there with one of those dinosaurs, and he probably would have beat Chris, so...
The dinosaur rack, I love it.
So, Lee, refresh my memory. How far back are they from first?
Oh, my God. All right. So, they have 477. First is 495. 18 back.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? another quick question, Lee. How far back is put your thumb into me again?
Hey, this ain't about me. This is probe the guess.
I think put your thumb in 18 back of last.
Okay, okay.
18 in front of last. Okay.
Yeah, easier to count them from last place. Right.
I'm just saying that you would need a perfect week going against Neil Brady's team. Is that a confident, like, feeling that you have going in for tomorrow?
We've got a game plan. I was actually talking to Brian today. We've got a game plan, a little bit of game plan. Uh-oh. Some things that we're going to work on.
Is it substitutions or is it like moving? Y'all can move the roster. You can make Christian ball anchor and then y'all can do that. That's not in the rules. So you can do that.
Well, the thing was, I may be cooking pasta tomorrow. So yeah, it could be a sub. But I mean, other than that,
jokes.
I think likely we're gonna be working our plan.
Nice. Well, Lana, so far as I know, both teams will be there. I think Joe Barry's coming back, so it'll be a full lineup, the regular lineup for both teams. So it'll be interesting.
Okay. So let's say hypothetically, like way hypothetical. I'm talking about like out of this fucking world. Here let's say that your team wins 48 and you take first of the half. You go against fucking Mark's team, right? And you crush it. I mean, and you like, I'm talking about when I say crush, you bomb it. Like you Titanic it, you fall, you crumble. I'm talking about you just suck it up. Your team just loses the whole league. Well, is this team going to like reform again or depart?
Yeah, absolutely. We're 100% stuck together like peanut butter. Yeah. So
are we thinking about peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter and mayonnaise?
Peanut butter and dog.
Yeah.
Peanut butter everywhere, kind of, you know.
Oh, man.
So win or lose, y'all are staying together for next season.
Yeah, we definitely don't want this one. There's this one guy who keeps losing his team on the league, and you know, he keeps trying to find these leagues and ask these people like, "Oh, can I please join your team?" And that team ends up dying. So,
I mean, I
don't want that guy.
Okay, I made your team second place. You haven't yet. You're in fourth.
Oh,
unless you can do better than me, making them the first place, I'm still the better team member on that team.
Are you taking credit for their team?
Yeah, we were taking second place.
It sounds like if I bowl a real solid series, though, I may surpass you in just overall average. So
yeah,
maybe you should build a wall and cover your backside.
I'm adapting to my team. If my team bowl better,
okay.
Oh my god, he's still blaming his team.
Of course. So okay,
you know, Chris, you could still be president next year, even though you can't find anybody to bowl with in the league.
My ledger of people is still. It's wearing down, but it is still.
There's nobody left in the book.
There's nobody left.
I have a few people in the book. Okay.
Okay.
People that never bowl in this league that have been thinking about it, so I still have potential.
Let's hope it. You know, your track record's not too good, Chris. Let's hope it's not as like.
If they don't know about it, it's to them it's good.
It's like when the list is becoming, it's becoming a pretty notorious list of bowlers that are former bowlers.
Hey, I might bring Austin back, okay, if he's not too
Man, if you brought Austin back, that'd be a miracle.
Yeah, it would be.
Literally.
It would be.
Yeah, it would be.
All right, Matthew, I am impressed with your bowling. I am. All right? But in all honesty, if you can leave your team, would you?
I think that was covered before, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think he dropped off after.
I'm just asking if would you leave your team to form a better team?
I think yes he just dropped.
No. Mm-mm.
No?
He just refuses to answer a question he's already answered.
I'm just saying, like, if there's another team it would be forming free, would you join them? Like your Call of Duty buddy.
Oh my god.
Nah. That guy's got he's got way too big of a head and it's really hard to see through all of that cockiness to actually talk to him.
What?
Better be careful. Those are actually compliments to him.
It is.
Yeah. Sounds like he's definitely been talking to Christian and Brian.
Oh my God. All right, but the offer is on the table.
It can be said that Christian and Brian replaced a certain teammate with Matthew, and they may be better off.
I mean, they had no choice. I left.
You left.
Wow. Yeah. Look, that's fine. You left, but look, they found a new one, and now look, we're.
But as I said, you cannot say nothing until you make it higher than second. I took them to second place.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I can say something when I'm higher than second from last.
Yeah, and 300.
I took second last season, last half. I took second place.
300, 750.
I took second place last half.
I could tell you, though, team. They won't be high-fiving each other in the seventh frame thinking they won it all.
There'll be no chairs thrown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gary, oh, man, I'm going to never forget that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right, so...
There was the probing.
Here we go with the last episode of Beat Mark's Picks.
Is it the last, or we got one more?
Well, you know what? This is the position round, so this might be the last of all time if Chris pulls this out and wins.
Oh, wow.
Both halves?
Oh, yeah. My God.
This could be it for this episode.
Yeah, the practice half and the real half.
Yes, the practice half and then the real half. But the ship was righted this week as Mark went 5 wins, 2 losses to lead the pack.
Wow, a winning win.
Yes. Good. And Chris and Lee were tied.
Yes, I'm still up by one.
Damn it.
2 wins, 5 losses.
Damn it.
Yes, sir.
Our guest, we did have, it was the Saunders, right?
Yes.
And Neil.
Yeah, and Neil. Neil went 5-2 himself.
Damn.
So good job, Neil. And the Saunders went 4 wins, 3 losses. I'm giving him a loss for that kiss your sister pick they had last week that didn't pay off.
That should be a loss. I agree.
Yeah. Well, Chris, you are 1 game ahead of Lee. Ugh. 70 wins, 61 losses.
So basically, I won.
You're picking first every game.
I won.
We got one more.
Yeah, I'm just gonna follow whatever Lee picks and
you got to first every game.
Yeah, you got to go first.
No,
yes. That's what the first place person does. Right. We'll take turns.
I am 3 games back of Chris, so I'm going the opposite every single pick he takes this week.
Wow.
It worked last week.
Yes, it did.
All right.
Chris, you are the leader. One up on Lee.
Say it again. Say it again. It sounds so sweet. Say it again. Say it again.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah.
This could be it. All right. And first on the agenda, the first, you know what? Let's go in reverse order. Let's go on 31-32, the 13th place team against the 14th, Ricky and the Two Mics against Wicked Trio. What's the spread on that one, Mark?
This spread's only 5 pins to Wicked Trio.
Oh my God.
5 pins to Wicked Trio.
I wanted to go reverse order to make it easy. Oh, my God. Yeah. Shit. This could be tough.
Damn it.
All right, Chris, who do you like?
Yeah. Chris, you first.
I go first this time. Fuck, man. Wicked Trio?
Get out the music, Mark.
Oh, yeah. I got it teed up. Ready to go.
Wicked Trio, 5 pins going to them. What lane are they on first? What lane will they be? 31-32. I got Ricky's team.
Oh, man. Ricky's team lost last week, and
Michael Ensline wasn't there.
That's right. He wasn't. It was 2-3.
I'm taking Wicked Trio.
Man, this is tough. Ricky, man, I hate going against the analytics, but I got to stick with it. Ricky's team is ahead of them. I'm going Ricky's team.
Wicked trio for me.
I'm going to do the Wicked trios also.
Oh, 2-2. All right. Or no, is it two? Yes,
yeah, two.
Me and Chris got Ricky 2-2. And Mark and...
Yep.
All right. 2-2. So Mark and Matthew got Wicked trio. The next pair, we've got Team 10. Chris's team, put your thumb in it against the men in the 10 pin.
I go last.
Easiest trick of the week.
Like every week.
Oh my gosh.
All right. What's the spread, Mark?
The spread here is 8 pins.
Fuck. Where's the handicap at?
8. Jeez. And that goes to put your thumb in it. 8 pins.
Wow. This is going to be like the toughest pick of the year.
Oh, no. Like Matthew said, this is the easiest pick of the week.
Easy.
Yep. It's team 12 for me, the men in the 10 pin.
Oh man. I'm only picking Chris's team because Leland's there, so I'm picking Leland's team.
I'll do Sean's team.
Oh, you're doing Sean. Okay, so Matthew and Mark got Sean.
Yep.
I'm very curious to see what Chris got.
He's not a fool.
He's trying to pick
of the devil.
Same teams as me, but he didn't think I'd pick his team.
Speak of the devil. Right here. Speak of the devil. My wife's here. Baby, how do you feel about bowling tomorrow? I'm about to choose who wins our team. Who wins against Sean and Michael and Cody. And Gary, sorry. Sean, Gary, and Cody.
If you tell us, Camilla, we'll tell you all the gossip he's been talking about behind your back.
I've been saying good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I believe my wife... And I vote for our team.
What?
Oh, all right. Now I'm only one back.
Oh, my God. Mark may make a comeback here.
Yeah, good. Save the show.
Camilla, help us. All right. Next pair. Team 8, pin high. I guess team 14, almost empty nest. Now, there's got to be a spread here. What's the spread on this one?
Yeah, it's not as high as you think. 53 pins to almost empty nest.
Wow. They're used to like getting 200.
Yeah, 53 pins.
So, all right, Chris, you got to go first this time.
When they're on tool, they're on 28.
They're on tool, yes.
Yeah, 28 and, sorry, 27, 28.
Tool 8, tool 7, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And what's the pin again? 58?
53.
Against who? For who?
Almost empty nest.
In pin high. Almost. Two teams ahead of you guys.
I haven't voted for pin high in like a month, and they won last week, so I got pin high.
I got to actually second and back Chris, unfortunately. I'm going with pin high.
All right, I'm going with empty nest.
Wow.
Now Mark's tied with us.
I'll do pin high as well.
Ooh. That's the first time that Mark's in the minority. How about that? Yeah. All right. So next, now it's getting tougher. So it's team 2, OG, against blaming on the alcohol. What's the spread on this one?
97 pins, and that's taking a blind for OG.
If they don't have a sub, and we encourage subs, even in position round.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, Chris, you went first last time. I'll go first. I'm going to have blame it on the alcohol for a bounce back week this week. I think they're going to, it's tough to have a blind score consistent. So I'm going with blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I'm going to go with blame it on the alcohol. Yeah,
hey, Mark agrees.
I was going to say blame it on the alcohol.
Wow. Matthew?
Blame it on the alcohol.
Oh, my God. And watch them get their ass kicked.
I know. Watch them suck. Fred sucks. No.
All right. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty, the top 6 teams. So fifth-place team, my team, against Three Fingers Deep. What's the spread on this one, Mark?
This is the lowest spread of the week. 3 pins go to Three Fingers Deep.
Wow.
Three.
Last week it was 0. We bowled them scratch. We actually now have to give up 3 pins to him.
All right, I go first. I got Lee's team.
Whoa. Fuck. Oh, my God. This is tough.
I'll take Three Fingers Deep.
I may need the music on mine because
you didn't see that coming.
It just so happens that we bowled them again. And the last time we did this where we bowled them first, we kicked their ass, and they bowled us the week after, and they kicked our ass. So last week we bowled them, we kicked their ass. We're bowling them again next week, deja vu week. It's looking like they may kick our ass again. The only thing I'm going to say is that if we bowl on last week's shot, I think that shot helps our team. The shot's been pretty consistent the last 3 weeks. So I'm going to actually do something off the ordinary, and I'm going to agree with Chris. I'm picking my team.
What? That was your opportunity to get one above me.
Yeah, because I could have sandbagged and lost, but no, I'm not about that. I'm not about that. I'm going to pick my team and earn the point.
Wow.
Three fingers.
Ooh. Well, that's probably the smart choice.
An even split.
Yeah, I'd say so. If there was a kiss your sister pick, I wouldn't be surprised either. But yeah, so it looks, sounds like it's 2-2. All right, so
easiest pick of the week.
Four teams. you hate me. Oh yeah, we got Matthew Macy's team in fourth place. BD in the pocket against Slate's Rockheads. I can't wait to hear the spread on this.
33 pins.
Oh man, the
Slate Rockheads.
Yeah, right.
BD in the pocket, 33 pins.
That's probably one of the most spreads you guys have gotten before, isn't it, Matthew?
Yeah, that's actually kind of a lot for us to get, to receive, for sure.
Yeah. And the way you guys have been bowling, like 2 weeks ago, you guys bowled 2,200. To get 33 pins, that's 100 pins almost for the series.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say 40 plus. For BD in the pocket.
Wow, that's a bold ass prediction there.
Whoa,
Chris, you're going first. Or no, I'll go first. You went first last time.
Yeah, get the 300, Matthew Macy, back in the game.
Fuck my, I'm back. I'm here. I'm on the. I ain't on the bench this week. I'm here to play.
Here he's here, man. Hey, you know I'm normally about analytics, and Slate Rockheads is ahead of them. Fuck, this is for the whole season to beat Mark's picks. Oh, man. Damn, fuck. I was waiting for it.
It doesn't feel good.
Fuck me, man. All right, I'm going to stick with the analytics and only go with Slate Rockheads, only because they're ahead in the standings and they got a little bit of an advantage. So they got a 6-point lead. I'll take the points. So I'm going with Slate Rockheads.
Yeah, I got Slate Rockheads as well.
Oh man, you son of a bitch. I knew you were gonna
do it. Okay. So I will go the opposite of Chris. Take BD in the pocket.
You do need to.
Don't worry, you won't be let down, Mark. We got you.
Oh, that's good.
No, you'd be like dropped. They're just trying to drop you. Like, boom.
That's four picks. You're picking opposite of Chris setup.
Yeah.
We've had six picks so far. So is that four or is that five opposite?
That is one, two, three, four, five opposites.
Wow. Fuck. Five so opposites. It could literally be. You could pass him. That's crazy. And me. All right, gentlemen, we've reached the most critical pick of the whole half of the whole season of the podcast of season 7. This is for first place. This is for all the marbles, for not only in the bowling league, but also for Beat Mark's picks. We've got the S team, team 7, first place comfortable lead against Mark's team, Slate Sloppy Seconds. What is the spread?
96 pins.
90. Oh God. Six. Holy
that's like two good players.
It is. It's like two against five almost.
Yeah.
96.
And the way Tina's been bowling, especially Chris Saunders.
And I will say, this last time we bowled this team was only maybe 5 weeks ago, I think. And they took 33 out of 48 against us.
So you owe them some payback.
Was 33 wins. We had 33 and 15 was the final. And Tina was bowling heads up against Kyle, and they were both leading in individual points.
Yep. Yep. MVP versus MVP.
Yeah.
Going to happen part two.
And she smoked Kyle for four.
She did. She did. Yes. I remember that. And, you know, you guys, I want to give you guys credit, but, I mean, this shot's been like this for the past month. And last week was, I mean, you guys found it last week, but the three other weeks before that, you guys struggled. So it's going to be tough.
I will say, though, Lee, I went with the wrong ball. I knew I used the new ball. A ball I haven't been using last week. And I convinced Ron to go with a new ball to, you know, one of his balls that he hasn't been using. So.
Oh, you can admit it, Mark. You guys were waiting for the perfect time to bring it out. You were giving everybody hope, and you guys brought it out and said, yeah, this is how we really are. Fuck you guys. Chris, this is up to you, buddy. You're going first now.
Man, I just see it. I know Chris and Diago and Tina really wants us to run bad, but I just don't know how they do under pressure, knowing that this game is really critical to them and that the pressure is definitely on them. And because their only way is down. And so
if it ends up 28-20, we would pass them by one.
Yes, I know.
But probably it could be not enough to win first, though. Teams behind us could pass us.
Yes. If they win like 40, yes. Man, dude. I believe in Chris, and I did say that the S team's going to win it all this half. So the S team is my pick.
Oh, all right. Well, that takes a lot of guts. That takes a lot of guts, I'll have to admit. I'm going the opposite. I believe Mark
when he says they switched 98 pins handicap.
I believe them, though, when they said they switched equipment. They probably have been practicing on it maybe before and after league. And I'm sure Mark Bolt today, I don't know if Mark wants to disclose because it's such sensitive information how he bowled today, but I'm going with Slate Sloppy Seconds to be the grand champion of the entire league.
Whoa.
What do you think, Matt?
Mark?
I'll go last. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Mark's team.
Whoa.
Go get him, Mark. Go get him.
Oh, damn.
I will say one thing. I did get stung by a bee, a wasp, this weekend mowing the lawn, and it got me on the forearm, and it's finally the swelling.
The falling arm?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that before you made me pick that.
Finally, the swelling's gone down. I mean, it was pretty bad. Now it's just really itchy. But I still think our team is going to pull this out, but it's not going to be easy.
No. Wait, you're not going to get a sub, are you?
Yeah, I think I might bring in Chris Barnes. No, I'm bowling.
Oh, that's not a ringer at all.
No. Okay.
There is a possibility that Mark's team could win the night, but still take second. So they got to take a certain amount of points. Do you know how many points that is?
20, well, look at, like I said, if we take 20, if we take 20, well, if we take 28, we pass the 28. S team. That passes the S team, but there are two teams behind us that could easily leapfrog us.
Exactly. I was just about to say,
yeah,
you could actually win 26 and still not pass the S team,
right?
But still claim victory for the podcast. So, and there's that scenario. There's the scenario if you take 28 and pass the S team by 1 point, but get lapped by either BD in the pocket, which I'm sure Matthew will tell you that's going to happen.
It's happening, or
Slate Sloppy Seconds. So there is a circumstance that you guys can claim victory for the night, but not claim victory for the league. So
exactly. Exactly.
Man, that's so crazy. That is crazy.
This is definitely the most critical point of the entire season. We've bowled 35 weeks so far. We're on week 36, and it's coming down to the very last friggin' week for four friggin' teams.
So, yep. Lee, me and you only picked against one team differently.
What's that? Oh, yeah, you and me? Yeah. So I was thinking about that. If you want to do a tiebreaker, because, you know, who wants to have this thing friggin' end in the tie? If you want to pick for an extra point, you remember how we did? There was one, I forget what season it was. It may have been last season where we had our lock.
Yeah, I think that was last season.
if our lock wins, then that gains us an extra point. So if out of the it. Seven Only picks we just it. Made,
yeah.
Do you want to claim a certain team for a lock?
Well, whoever bowls better with handicap, I mean, that's a given, dude. Like,
I mean, we only need the lock if it comes to a tie. If it comes to a tie.
Well, if you're in first, then you may be the one that should pick first.
Yeah, but we only use a lock if a tie is there.
Right. Right. So, out of your seven picks, which one would you claim to be your lock?
Man,
for 2 points, for an extra point. What one do you want to have as your lock?
That's
hey, look, I should be in this, too. You never know. I could tie with you guys.
Right? Yeah, I agree. Okay. I agree.
Yeah, so I'm like I said, I'm going to go with the easiest pick on the sheet, the men in a 10-pin. The men in the 10-pin is my
Oh, lock. My God. Wow, that's funny.
How about the tiebreaker is just least amount of fouls in the season?
Oh, I won. I win. Give me the trophy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Come on, Chris.
Like, I want to say Sick Rockets, but...
Really? You
I want to. I want to, but I'm not going to because of Matthew.
It doesn't have to be a top 10 contender. It could be any seven picks.
I know. Just... That's... Percentage-wise is what I'm going for. They have a high percentage of winning.
Let's just say I wouldn't suggest you put that as your lock because we're about to win this.
His own team?
Yeah, I wouldn't put the team against me. It's not a good one.
I'm going to use my team as my lock.
What? You're kidding. Oh, you stole my idea. I was going to pick my own team. And I'm going to double down. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to say that whore you're calling a pinhead is my lock. So if my team happens to win, then we gain the extra point. Now, if your team wins, Chris, and you get the extra point, if we both get the lock and we but basically.
The lock, yeah, but the lock, I mean, yeah, but the lock don't count unless the S team loses to Mark.
No, it's just basically it counts if our team wins. So if your lock wins, then you get the extra point.
But no, we will only use it if the S team loses, right?
Well,
no, if you guys end up tied with picks.
Yeah, only if we're tied, then we go down to locks.
Okay, I agree. Yes. We'll go down to the
only locks. When we're tied. So if S team wins, it doesn't go down to the locks whatsoever.
Damn it. I was hoping to just have the extra point.
Nope. No.
All right.
So we'll if the S team loses, then it'll go down to the locks.
Exactly.
All right.
That might be a mute point. I might win.
Exactly. Mark might kick our ass. He picked six opposites from us. So,
well, he picked.
He picked six opposites of you, Chris. So,
yeah,
he picked a lot of the teams I picked. I think we're only maybe.
Yeah, but he picked a lot of crappy teams to win. So,
well, that's probably smart. All right, so those are our picks, and so Bowler of the Week, of course, Mr. Mark Merchants, 144. Friggin' pins over his average from last week. 714. Great bowling, Mark. Kudos to Ron Reynolds. He bowled 720.
All right.
Hell yeah. Okay. And then Ron bowled 108 over. Kudos to myself, 681. Kudos to Patrick Manning, 86 over. For the ladies, Anna Marie Davis, 42 over her average. Amanda Cunningham, 36 over. And Nancy Davis, 34. And high average race, only 1 week to go. Looks like it's going to be Mr. Neil Brady at 2 friggin' 11. He could be climbing up to 212. Kudos to him. Ron in second at 205. Jill Barrett, 204. Camilla's got first for the ladies lockdown and high average. She is going to be at 168, maybe more. Who knows? Amanda's going to be in second at 144, and Nancy in third, so they're all pretty much guaranteed to be in those spots. So far, for most improved, we don't talk about a lot, but since we're getting close to the end, Cody Iskirka, he's at 17 over his average, so he so far is in the lead. Peyton Estes at 15 over, with Chris Saunders in third at 12 over, and Tina Saunders, 22 pins over her average. She had a great season, even better than the men. And Anna Marie Davis in second at 14 with Tina Clay, that is, at 10 pins over. And it's all wrapped up. Mr. MVP is all in the books. He's clinched. He is at 177 points. He is the official MVP of the league for most individual points earned, with myself in second. How about that? 167, but I'm locked out of first place with 10 points gap. Geno Clay is in third at 164. And first place for the ladies already locked. She's been having this locked for about 3 months. Miss Tina Saunders, queen of the league, 159. And in second, at Nancy, her mom, at 133. And Anna Marie Davis, her auntie, at 129. And there you have it. But Matthew, we want to thank you for joining us this week. We appreciate you, buddy. I look forward to seeing you guys maybe even win the league tomorrow night.
Sounds good. We'll see you tomorrow. Yes, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Thank you for joining.
All right. Thank you guys for all your time and patience while listening to the podcast. Good luck to everyone tomorrow as a bowl in the finals and to win the JB half, the second half, and to go against the first place team, which is Mark the fucking Merchant. Kudos to whoever goes in. Kudos to whoever wins the whole league. Good luck and high scores. If you do not come back to tune in for the next podcast to find out who ends up winning it all,
our season finale.
You will be like Matthew Macy, soon at 300 and not making next week bowl.
Oh, come on. You can't do that to our guests. Anyway, thanks again, Matthew, for joining. And thank you to our listeners. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow.
Night, guys.
Y'all be safe.
Good night. See you later.
Yes.